From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian ceasefire generally holds into a fourth day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities remains largely intact. He said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's likely both sides have violated the ceasefire.
There have been some number of violations reported on both sides. We do not want to litigate these in a public fashion in the press. We want to work to eliminate them. And we have agreed on a process by which we will do that.
He says monitors are investigating violations at sites in Geneva and Amman and working with others on the ground in Syria to ensure that attacks are confined to radical groups like Islamic State and al-Nusra. Opposition spokesman Salim El-Meslat says the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today, there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began deliveries of humanitarian assistance Monday in hopes of reaching tens of thousands in besieged areas. And UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has said he'll try to reconvene intra-Syrian peace talks in Geneva March 7. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bombing by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed more than 30 and wounded more than 60. Police and said the local government at the center of the town was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. A second blast, believed to be from a suicide bomber, went off moments later in a restaurant. This is VOA News.